good morning, everyone. And I can say good morning because it's 11 a.m. for me. It is Saturday the 30th of March 2024, and this is a Rack FM plus the Jam Hole special. Me and Finn are going to talk about death, 10 ways to die. You can listen if you want.
Is that your...
Oh my God. You don't fucking know.
Is that your internet?
That's it.
Are you chopping? Are you chopping or is that me chopping? Can we get a thumbs up in the group here if he's chopping?
I don't see I'm cutting out.
Oh, maybe it's me. Hey, maybe it's me. I don't know.
I can hear you perfect, bro.
Actually, well, I would help.
You're spot on. So this would be, maybe... What, episode 832 of the Jam Hole? Would that be right?
Yeah, that's right. 831 just went up yesterday or day before. And then, here we go on Friday. Fucking Friday, boys.
By the way, that was a great show when you were like, what did you do? Play like scissors, paper, stone to pull the plug.
My favorite was her reaction to it all, too. Like, you don't find ride or die jeans like that these days anymore, you know, like, good luck.
I mean, at the end of the day, like, Finn, you know, we're all gonna die. Some of us have faced death and survived. It's nothing to it is something.
No, you gotta gotta fix your shit. We can't have a conversation when you're cutting out like that. Come on, get it together, boys, get it together.
Okay, give me a minute.
Hey, you're all good. I'll tell you a little story while he's fixing his shit. I was out doing my snail farming like I tend to do early in the mornings, 3, 4, 5 a.m. when the snails are out and the roosters are getting ready to crow. And I'm on the side of the house there, and there's these vents on the bottom of the house that, you know, vent, what have you. There's screens over them. And I look at the one in the middle. I'm like, oh, that screen looks pretty fucking tore up. So I get out my CSI kit and I start examining the fucking crime scene because, you know, it's Oregon. You don't know, like 50-50, it could be a crackhead or a raccoon. So like, you don't know which way these things are going to go. So I'm out there and I'm checking and I see fur on the fucking screen and the thing was pushed outward, which tells me that whatever was in there, it was not in there anymore, unless it had babies that are still in there. So that turned into about, oh, I don't know, 4 hours of back and forth, me fucking trying to put like punji sticks up and like set traps and shit. And the thing just like completely not giving any fucks about anything I'm doing. And so, we may just have, you know, some friendly neighbors living underneath the house. I'm not really sure.
There's something under there.
So Finn, I did get some reports, mate, that you were breaking up a little bit as well.
Oh, were you? Oh, did you? I'd like to see screenshots of those reports. I'm going to call bullshit.
Am I any better now? Am I any better now?
Yeah, see, I'm fine now. Kick it off, baby.
Right. Okay. Good to go. No, the snail crack. Dude, I saw that photo. I was like, that is a setup. That is a proper fucking setup, dude. Congratulations. Mate, the journey, you've got to be documenting this journey. Like, definitely need to see the snail, the journey of the snails, right?
It's all about the journey. And more than that, it's about all of the emotional healing that we're facilitating via these tiny little smiley creatures, you know? It's all about the love. And it's also about that. It's about the love and it's about the $9.99 subscription fee.
Have you thought about taking them to like a hospice or something like that?
Yeah, I've been trying to get into hospice for a while, but they say I'm not sick enough. So I don't know, man. I guess I'm not old enough yet. But one day I hope to be in a nice hospice full of good drugs as I wave au revoir to the world.
No, I meant taking them as emotional support snails, like for the people who are dying, so they can have a bit of stroke before the croak. Stroke or the croak. That's what you could call a business, isn't it?
Glad his internet cut out during that because that was probably a pretty terrible pun. But yeah, you know, stroke before you
am
croak.
Am I getting rogue?
That's good. A lot of.
Am I getting rogue? Wait till I jump out and back in if I'm getting rogue. Fuck's sake. 1 minute.
We're all getting rugged here. I mean, at least we're, you know, starting off strong. This is why the Jam Hole is just an in-studio show. I don't got to deal with this shit. I'm too old to deal with fucking 300 millisecond ping times. Fuck out of here. This is 2024. Like, come on. That shit together. Obviously not you, Robo, but the platform itself. Watch, he gonna rug the space. Space is gonna just drop, disappear. Bye. Oh yeah, there's the message. The host is having connection issues. Please give us a moment while we turn it off and then back on again.
Dude, I don't know what's going on. It's horrendous, isn't it, today? Yeah, I don't normally have problems like this.
I've been trying to do a little, you know, offline shit with the farming and everything. So I haven't really been keeping up with spaces the last couple of days. So I'm not sure how ruggy Twitter's been or what. I don't know. It's probably them coronal mass ejections coming our way, fucking up our communication satellites and shit.
Yeah, this shit's ridiculous.
I just did an update as well yesterday. So they just dropped an update on Play Store yesterday, right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. So start us off. Give me one of your. You're probably the only one that did any show prep for this. So let's hear what your thoughts are. And are these ways I want to go or ways I hope I never have to go?
Okay. Well, I've been thinking about this, right? And there are horrific deaths, right, that basically happen very, very quickly that people don't really know about, right? But then there's like fucking lesser, like horrific ones that like just drag on for ages and ages, like, and fucking punish people, like, you know, for a long period of time. So like I looked at this and I'm thinking, do you know what, when I actually look at this, like, and what we were talking about, we have specific examples, we have some generalizations, but I was like, do you know, these fucking slow, like, ruthless, like, dude, can I start off with like one of the fucking slowest deaths I've fucking heard of in ages, right?
Osmosis?
20.
Oh, no, sorry, go ahead.
Dude, this like 20-year-old kid, right? Like a 20-year-old kid, yeah, I think he was a rugby player from Sydney, right? He's getting pissed with his mates and that. This is like back in 2010. He's getting pissed with his mates around the table having a little party, and a fucking slug, right, crawls along the table, and he was what we call a larkin, you know, like fucking done anything for a dare, and like someone's like dared him to eat the fucking slug.
No, so this is too no.
Bro, wait till you hear this, right? Dude, he didn't die. This is 2010. He didn't die till 2018, right? He basically contracted what they call a rat lungworm, which is like a crazy mad, like a parasitic worm that lives in rodents, but it can be passed on to snails and slugs. So when you were talking about your snails and that the other day, I was like, oh, I remember this from like, because I'd just left Australia when this happened. I left Australia end of 2009, right? And this happened. He was 20, it was 21, I think, sorry, he was 29, right? It basically infected, it got into his brain, right? So what happens is, like, the slugs and snails that can actually give this worm to humans if you're not careful, right? And it's only, like, certain, like, places and that, that these, what they call them again, is it gastropods or something they call them?
Yeah.
I just want to say, how am I not surprised it came from Australia? That shit's always nasty.
Oh, unreal, unreal. It basically put him in a coma for more than a year. After like the first year, he came round a bit, but he was totally paralyzed. And then eventually it just like rotted his body from the inside. Oh, the pain he was in, like his limbs and shit like that. Like, oh, I mean, as a way to go, as a fucking way to go, becoming like a quadriplegic and just like 24-hour care, fucking tubes, like, oh.
Well, so I've got a couple questions about this. If that was you and that's happening, like, are you suffering through that? Because clearly you're not going to get better, right? So are you willing to suffer that for the sake of like longevity? Like, is that the kind of life that you want to live? Because I feel like maybe 6 months, a year, and I'm tapping out. Like, after that, obviously, you're not going to get better. You know, if that's just rotting your fucking brain and you're like, you're not getting better. You're either RoboCop or fucking worm food at that point. And personally, I don't think, I don't know, I'm not one to suffer if I can help it. So I don't, I think I'm opting out, you know, personally.
I want to go to the Bermuda Triangle and just peace the fuck out. Find out what's down there. Who the fuck knows? I mean, I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah, I can't think of anything that goes together better than like having a rotting disease and then being on a ship in the fucking Bermuda Triangle. Fuck that.
That was random as fuck, the Bermuda Triangle, wasn't it?
I mean, she's got a kick with it. Any jam hole listeners will be like, oh yeah, fucking obviously Bermuda Triangle or super volcano.
I mean, I've said this before. If I knew I was terminal, I'm just going to go to the nearest track, right? I'm going to hire a fucking track day car, Ferrari, whatever, and I'm putting that into a wall at 220 mile an hour, right? And that's how I'm going out. But, I mean, this kid ate it. Then, like, within, like, 24 hours, he started getting sick, but then his, like, limbs started really aching and giving him loads of agonizing pain. There was very little he could probably do. By the time he's kind of realized, he's probably kind of fucked, right? Majorly fucked. But isn't this where some form of like assisted suicide should be provided by the state to a degree? I mean, if you're the family, do you want to see someone rotten away for 8 years? I don't think I would fucking want to do that.
Well, and I'll do you one better. If you're the family, are you even trying to like take care of that? I mean, of course, everybody says they want to, but like when it comes down to it, that ain't a good life at all. You know, like, I don't know, man. It's a tough call. And I do think it is a call that nobody really knows how they will react unless they've already been through it or are going through it. I think you would surprise yourself being in that situation.
So this is definitely one
for their own good and mine.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, obviously, we're talking about Australia here, not exactly other than fucking Kajira devs, Dove and whatnot, like not exactly known for their big brains, you know. So it makes sense when you're like, oh, yeah, this fucking dude ate a slug and then like died a long, slow, painful death from it. Like, of course he did.
By the way, Dove is from South Africa originally, but never mind.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Southern Hemisphere, close enough. I can contest all that. Loads of shit in Australia. Loads of shit in Australia is trying to kill you. You didn't need to go and eat a fucking slug just to chance it even further now, do you? It's like, are there not enough hazards without you just like picking something up off the fucking table and munching on it, you absolute clown?
How much do you think he got for that? Like, was it an actual, like, oh, we'll give you $100 to eat this thing? Like, I'd be curious what the P&L on that thing is after all of his medical bills and shit, because you know that ain't cheap. Or maybe they pay for your shit there, don't they? It's fucking commies.
No, Australia's quite weird, mate. It's fucking crazy down there. My mate paid $5,000 for a fucking ambulance ride before because he didn't have proper healthcare, man. But, dude, so that obviously eating like weird things is like a pretty bad one, right? So like I'm just going to clarify, this is like the kind of like sort of poisoning category, a kind of like eating slash poison category, but just I'm going to put on a little caveat. I think it was a Belgian guy. I didn't actually bring the story up, but I've just remembered about it. Did you hear about the Belgian guy, like student, that ate the fucking pasta? Oh, like that had not, I didn't think it had been refrigerated or something. It had been sitting there for like a week. Did you hear about this? Some spaghetti ball fucking sitting there for a week and he thought he could eat, like microwave it and eat it.
Was his name Ben?
He died a brutal agonizing
Holy
death, that
fuck.
Motherfucker.
Is his name Ben? Oh, fuck, BJ just coming out swinging. I was going to say, I got kind of a story that's like that. Our roommate Ben, if you listen to the jam hole, you know exactly what Ben's all about. But last night, it was last night or the night before, B BJ made us all French toast and shit. And there's like the bowl with the egg batter sitting there. And motherfucker, like, he's like, oh, cool, bread dipping sauce. And he takes a piece of bread and dips it in the fucking raw egg and eats it. And I'm like, Ben, that's, you're going to get so sick from that, dude. You can't. He's like, ah, just dipping sauce. It's fine. I'm like, dog, you got to cook that shit. So anyway, that he ends up eating it. And I just got a text from him like fucking hour ago. And he's like, dipping the bread in the egg sauce was probably a bad idea. Oh, God. So fucking gross.
So, dude, this kind of thing, right, with the pasta and that has happened so often, right, in the medical world.
Yeah, people are fucking, people are retarded.
Dude, there's a term for it. It's called fried rice syndrome.
No, is that for real? Fried rice syndrome? You keep cutting out. This is fucking hellish. Fried rice syndrome? Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. Honestly, bro, it's hilarious. Oh, like, absolutely.
Nothing about that sounds pleasant.
So leftover pasta and rice, if not stored correctly, are two of the most dangerous things you can have in your house, you know. Fried rice and pasta, the two of them, leftovers. Worst things you can have legit? If you don't like.
BJ, is that legit? She's the cook, so I gotta ask her.
Like, not stored properly? I mean, I feel like anything.
Yeah, like where people like leave it, like people put it in Tupperware and like leave it on the bench like overnight and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that's not
or two
cool.
2 days. So the 20-year-old guy, it's like the newspaper headline, like 20-year-old dies of fried rice syndrome after eating leftover pasta. Literally, the pasta was there for a week. In a Tupperware counter on his bench for a week, and he put it in the microwave and hit it up and ate it and fucking that, died. That, you know, is absolutely.
That to me is just classic failure of the buddy system. You know, where was his accountability buddy? I know it's funny, but that shit's no joke. If you had a proper accountability buddy, you wouldn't be dead right now from eating some dumb fuck shit.
So, dude, yeah, it leads to this bacteria called Bacillus cereus, right? And it's proper bad shit. Like, once it gets inside you, holy fuck, it just goes, like, through your body. Do like, a dose of salts. It's like, I just wanted to add that in the right, food slash eating slash stupidity category.
No more licking the snail shells. Do you hear that, BJ? We can't lick the snails anymore.
Damn it.
Yeah, just be washing your hands after you're messing around with them, you know. It's all right touching the shell. Keep away from the slimy bits, you know. You never know. But Finn, that's me up. That's me first one up. I hope I brought some flavor for the first one of the day. Dumb ways to die. What kind of you, Finn?
Say that again? You're cutting out.
Oh, you're back. I'm just singing Dumb Ways to Die.
Oh, nice.
Bro, that's me. Over to you then, bro. What do you think is a dumb fucking way to die?
Well, I'll tell you a fun little story. When I was in 10th grade, we had a creative writing assignment. And for whatever reason, and I don't think you could really do that these days, but I wrote this weird story. I think it was because of the internet. I'm going to blame the internet for this. That sounds good. The internet showed me like this crazy fucking book on like suicides and different ways to suicide. And I was just, for some reason, I was like super fascinated with this shit. And so that I brought that fascination into my creative writing. And I wrote a story about this dude who like jumped off a bridge, but he had ropes tied to his limbs. And then he had piano wires tied to his joints. And so when homie jumped, like the piano wires severed all of his limbs and the ropes kept them suspended, hanging there like a beautiful mural of just carnage and mayhem. I ended up getting like a D or a C, I forget. But that I always thought, I don't know why, I just something about like one last grand, like ta-da, you know, like that sort of vibe. I don't know, man. It was weird. I was in a weird spot. And then shortly after that, I think one of my friends that I played pickleball with, he ended up eating a 270 hunting rifle to his face area. And then like everybody had to fucking go do like the grief counseling thing. And then his dad fucking calls up my dad and he's like, we were just cleaning up the rest of this shit. And like the dude didn't sound upset, like his kid had just like killed himself. He sounded more upset that the room that he did it in now has to get like redone. And then he was like, I found all of this Nirvana music, and your kid's friends with my kid. So I just want to let you know that unless you want him to blow his fucking brains out, you better get rid of all that Nirvana music. I was like, what in the actual fuck? And the dude like asked us to come over so we could sit down and have a talk. And like, this was after they remodeled and everything. And the dude just like, I don't think he was that upset about it, to be honest. He was definitely more upset about the room having to get redone. But he just like kept doubling down on, which makes me think that like my buddy just had like a really shitty fucking time of it there, like just not getting along with the old man and shit. And then he was drinking a lot and shit like that. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's a crazy world out there. I didn't do any preparation for this, so just so you know. He's like, yo, are you ready for the space tonight? I'm like, what space? I looked at my calendar, nothing on there. I'm like, no, what space? Oh, I just died 100 times. That's okay.
Dude, it's like a simulation one, that one, fucking with a Nirvana. I'm sitting here like laughing my fucking head off. That's fucking simulation shit, that. And complaining about cleaning up.
That's what I'm here for,
up.
You know. Can't take the clown out of the circus. The circus out of the clown, you know?
But that bridge, that is, I mean, I know you said that's a way to go out, like, ta-da, but, like, that's Mexican cartel stuff, hanging body parts from bridges, like, that's off the map, that shit.
Yeah, I
need
know,
to find this. Like,
the internet was a different world back in the early 2000s and shit. But yeah, I couldn't imagine what kind of fallout there would be if you were to turn in something like that these days. You know, like full on school shooter lockdown or something. You know, you would not fare as well as I did back then, for sure. I should try and find it. I feel like I have it in somewhere. It's a pretty bad story, though.
But
I was,
dude,
not a great writer.
Well, we should tell the audience why we're actually doing this show. So the other day, I said to Finn, fucking Finn, I've been watching some like mad shit lately, but this wiped me out. And I didn't know why this like freaked me out so much, because like people might be like, well, there's much worse like ways to die, but I don't know about that. This woman in Brazil, right, just outside of Rio, she was called Hilda Vitor Marcel, and she was 88, and she'd had a stroke, right, and she'd been hospitalized, but they'd give her medication. And she was coming round, right? She was still in the hospital, but she obviously she couldn't like eat or anything, right? So she had like a feeding tube in there, right? Anyway, they took her out of like, you know, they get serious, what they call it again, a critical condition unit or whatever it's called, right? And they put her on like a normal ward and stuff, you know, monitoring her. Anyway, they come to give her a dinner, and the nurse brought that chicken soup, right? So anyway, she put the chicken soup into the feeding tube and then left her. And then it wasn't very long later, right? Like few minutes or a minute or something, right? After like she started, the nurse had put the chicken soup in the feeding tube. The mother like stuck her tongue out and like her face went like horrifically like, ah, like proper freaked out. And she started to move around in the bed. Then the woman just went crazy. They couldn't figure out what was going on. Then they realized, instead of connecting the food to the actual fucking food tube, she connected the chicken soup to an IV.
No! Oh, man. That's fucked.
Dude, they found chicken soup in every one of her vital organs.
Heart. Yeah, no shit. Like, blood, the heart pumps. I'm not a doctor or anything, so I don't want to tell tales out of school, but as far as I understand, the heart will pump that shit to all the things that need it, which is, like, everything. Everything needs it. And to just, I'm powered by chicken noodle soup now. Holy fuck, it's awful.
Dude, guess how long it took her to go? 12 hours?
That sounds proper to me.
What? No! 12 hours? Fuck that.
And she was in agony the entire time. The entire time in pure agony.
Yeah, 12 hours it took her to die after getting chicken soup put into her blood tube. Oh my god, that's so bad.
And like within like dude within like the first minute the nurse just clipped it in. Nurse walked out the room and then the daughter noticed like straight away. Like, so you can imagine, like, you know, by the time the nurse got there, by the time the thingy did, by the time the blood pumped at the other parts of our body, fucking frightening, mate. Because there's like your blood, your veins and all that, like, fucking, if you stretch them out, they could like fit around the fucking world or something, couldn't they? It's like insane. Like, you've got like how many like lengths, you know? It's fuck up. Do you know about that, Finn, or not? Like, all your blood vessels and veins.
My intestines reach the moon, I think, is how far they go. No, I have no idea.
Not intestines. It's like every like blood vessel, you know, you've got all of these like fucking thousands of tiny little blood vessels running through you and shit, yeah? Man. So they found traces of it in our brain, in our heart, in our liver, lungs, kidneys, like chicken soup in your heart, bro. Fuck, and that's bad. That,
I mean, I've heard of chicken soup for the soul, but yeah, this is a little ridiculous. A little ridiculous. Yeah.
So on the YouTube wormhole, I was down that particular day. I did come across something, and I watched the video, and I did come across something that I found absolutely brutally
was it
horrific.
Was it the Jamhole Endometriosis series?
Well, actually, wait a minute. BJ, have you got any gruesome deaths for us? Any stories, real life or just generalizations about dumb ways to die?
I mean... that could go a lot of ways depending on how you're looking at
BJ, as a widow, would you please describe your favorite or least favorite death?
Oh, I mean, like, I've had so many that I don't even know where to start.
I quite like how we don't do any of these mad, like, epic medieval fucking ways of, like, killing people these days. I'm glad that we got over the medieval period. That makes me quite happy, like, because that was some bad shit in the Dark Ages and stuff, right? Those motherfuckers. Ooh. Am I getting rugged again?
Nah, I just like to give her the powerful silence so that she can collect her thoughts.
I mean, there's so many thoughts to collect. I'm just trying to figure out which one of the clusterfuck in my life I could consider the worst.
Have you ever like looked at like medieval and dark age, like in the ancient world?
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at that?
I did a report on that shit, and like if those were some crazy times for sure. Some of those inventions
what's your favorite?
I feel like a lot of it was done in the name of science that wasn't necessarily science, that it was just like, oh, I wonder what this does. Let's fucking cut them open and find out.
Have you heard of scaphism before or not? With a PH, not an F.
Nah, negative, Ghost Rider. What is it?
Scafism roughly translates as the boats. So you might know it as the boats. You know about the two boats with the holes in them?
No. No, I can't. I can barely hear you. Hold on. Keep going. I'm going to try something here.
I'm guessing the fucking audience can hear, or they wouldn't be here anymore. Like, so I don't know why, Finn, but you have been cutting in and out
you
for me, like literally
out on
all
me
short.
Too. Like, I keep hearing you cut out.
I'm cutting out, yeah. Wow, yeah. This is bad. We're getting rugged to death, aren't we? I'll jump out and back in, okay? Same as Finn. 1 second.
TikTok. Okay, so I can't go into like the deaths in my life. Because I just can't come up with one. However, my favorite way to die would be by Yellowstone's volcano. However, one of the most retarded ways I can see people dying in the same grounds is trying to use the glaciers as hot tubs.
What? What was that? Glaciers as hot tubs? Tell me more.
Well, the pools where the volcanoes are, right? The super volcanoes. The water is just, you know, sitting there. You know, what do you think is going to happen to water that's bubbling above a volcano? And people like to take a swim in it. There's so many deaths and injuries due to fucking retards going into Yellowstone's waters to swim.
So you're being serious, because I knew nothing about this. Like, this is the first I'm hearing.
Oh, dead serious. Yeah, dead serious.
So I'll be able to Google that and find where there's like cases of this in Yellowstone and stuff, yeah?
Well, yeah. Have fun going back into like all the way to where they fucking actually register shit. Probably into the 1800s, you'll find stupid ass shit.
Here's the man of the moment back, Finn. I jumped out and I'm saying the rug seems to have gone for now. Are you okay, brother?
Oh, I think so. I gotta find these other pixel buds. I'm just going speakerphone now. I'm seeing what the worst possible audio quality I can get tonight is.
Why not? But it's Rock FM. It's a place for experimenting, isn't it? BJ's just been telling me about people going into hot springs on fucking top of glaciers and not coming back alive. What's wrong with people like going out in the wild wanting to die? I don't get that.
Oh, yeah. You don't get enough excitement in the day-to-day, or you perhaps do, like, you see the TV show and you're like, oh, I could do that. I could be a fucking crab boat captain, no problem. And then they get up there and then just die. Because believe it or not, nature is pretty fucking metal, and you are not.
Dude, have you seen the video of the mountain biker on his GoPro going through the forest on the track, and the bear just comes out of nowhere, and literally how he got away, I do not know, bro. Holy cow. He's lucky as fuck. I've been watching loads of those, like, wild animals, like people hunting and shit. There's one where the mountain lion goes at the guy. The guy's got this gun, and he's like, don't, and the lion just runs at him, and it's like, the lion's about... By the time he puts a lion down, the lion's about a foot and a half away from him. Finn, I'm like, man, you've got.
Was that the dude with the rocks? Like, he was walking backwards, and the fucking mountain lion just kept like stalking him. That shit was crazy.
Mate, people have got death wishes. I've seen this guy try to pet a coyote, and the coyote bit him, and he's like, oh, he got me. Like, dude, you gave yourself to the coyote. What are you talking about, you fool?
We've been covering these. They're called Taurons. It's a play on moron and Taurus. And there's a pretty good, I think, Instagram account or Twitter account called Taurons of Yellowstone. And for whatever fucking reason, it's lost on me. Everybody wants to, like, go pet a buffalo or a bison, whatever the fuck they are. Which, all right, yeah, cool. This is nature. That thing weighs, like, as much as your car and has fucking horns, like, spikes on it. Like, fuck are you gonna do? But I don't want to blame anybody, but I feel like a lot of this comes down to the whole gig attention economy thing, and like people willing to like put themselves in these crazy retarded ass positions because they're going to get more likes, and more likes is going to give them more influence. More influence is going to, I guess, somehow eventually translate into like a fucking paycheck or something, which is completely insane. There was a thing a while ago we covered on the show about dudes going to like these zoos and getting their fucking pictures taken with tigers because they were using it for their Grindr account profile pics. I guess it was like a thing a long time ago where like that was the flex, was to have your fucking your dating website profile pic with a tiger in it. I have no idea why, but humans, man, you know I love them.
So what did you say they were called? Moron and a tourist? It's a moorist.
Oh, Turons. Yeah, Turons.
So I was a Turon when I first came to Thailand, right? And that's exactly the story I was about to tell you. My missus was like, can we get a photo with a tiger? Can we get a photo with a tiger? And I'm like, if we have to. And then, dude, I'm in the cage sitting with her, with a whole tiger right in front of us, like literally sitting right with our hands on it, right? And I'm like, I didn't think this was the best idea I've ever had. Like, at that moment,
today's the day I might actually die. Oh, fuck.
Dude, even taking an elephant ride up a mountain is a scary fucking proposition, because you're going up a mountain and then things you're sitting are not the best. And I tell you what, we were hanging over and I thought we were going to go down the mountain, me and the missus, in that, you know, the box on the top where you sit.
Oh, yeah, the tram. Is that video you sent quite a while ago of you just like freaking the fuck out, being all afraid of heights and shit? That shit was funny.
Oh, I don't know. That was what's it called again? I forgot the name. The
tram? We call them trams over here.
No, it guns up like when you're going up a mountain. What they call them? Guns up on the rope.
Oh, a gondola.
Cable car. Cable car.
A gondola or a tram. That's what I fucking said.
You will not, a tram, what you think is a tram, like it's like a little train that's on tracks around the city, but you will not, never get me, ever. If I kind of climb somewhere or walk somewhere, I ain't gunning on a cable car. Like, sorry, like, bro, never again in my life. Never again. Bro, scaffism. I've got to get this one out because I've got a few to talk about today. The boats, right? This was a Persian one. And the Persians were bad motherfuckers at like shit like this, right? What they would do is, and this is all documented as well, right? They're basically the condemned person, right? Would be taken to like a body of water, right? Like, so like a lake, something like that, right? And they'd be
like pirate shit or what?
Oh, like, not a small boat, like the size of a person, right? And what they did they didn't have one boat, they had two. And they put holes in the boat, right, where they could put the person's, like, head, because they wanted tiny little boats, put the person's, like, arms and legs out of the holes, right? And they would, like, glue the other boat on the top so they couldn't, like, get out or anything, right? Their arms and legs and head were all sticking out the boat. What they would do is they'd put, before they'd sail the boats, they'd put, like, a pipe in the mouth, whatever, and they'd literally force feed them a solution of honey and milk.
They would
pump them that much though, right, that it would like give them diarrhea. And then they would also coat all of the arms and face and the limbs and everything, right, in this solution of like a honey and milk. And what they would do is they would seal, right, the boat and just push them out in the water. And basically not only would your entire body and limbs, face, everything become completely covered with like flies, ants and all sorts of shit, right? Mosquitoes. You'd also have diarrhea. And what would happen is that like a vermin and that would start to like get in and feed on the excrement. And what would happen is after a period of time, the vermin would like start to enter and basically eat on the person from like, you know. And because this has led me to a thing that's got me freaked out in regards to deaths, and I'm going to talk about this one in a minute that's got me really freaked, but this is like and that's an old punishment, and the Persians were particularly brutal, but this soldier, right, it was a famous soldier that the king, he dissed the king at a banquet, Mithridates he's called, this king, And King Artaxerxes II, he ordered them to have like what they call the worst. It's the worst of the worst, or the most infamous punishment of the ancient world. The scaphism, it's called. It's got a proper word for it. The boats. This soldier, check this out. He fucking lasted 17 days before he died. Because they go out and like check, you know, put, like poke him in that. 17 fucking days before dying, stuck in two boats, man, getting eaten alive by shit. That is fucking bad shit. That, like, bad shit. You want that one, Finn? I'm passing on that one. I'll take
question
the slow.
Question is, what did they do to get that punishment?
He dissed the king at a banquet, at a big banquet where there was like the other dignitaries. He was drunk. And he kind of like, he betrayed the confidence or something of the king. He was drunk and he talked about something that he shouldn't have. And that like embarrassed the king and he got really annoyed. So that's why he ordered the punishment. Aye.
So is this happens on land or is the boat in the water? It's on land, right? I'm trying to like picture how this.
In water, they're pushed out in like these like lakes and swamps and stuff like that.
So they're loading them up with the rats. The rats aren't just like coming across this random fucking box on land. They're putting the rats and shit in there and then shoving off, which is just, yay, humanity. We are the best.
So I read a book a while ago. It was a bestseller of the year, I think, in maybe 06 or something. And it's called The Iceman. And it's by one of the most famous mafia killers of all time. He actually carried out hits, right? Richard Kuklinski, he's called the Iceman. Val Kilmer played him in the movie. He basically worked for all five New York families because he was that fucking good. And the two Jersey families and some of the like other like Miami lot and that, right? He did executions down there.
I know about this guy.
I did the HBO documentaries, right? He's really famous, yeah? So the reason they didn't catch him for all of these years, right, and now he had like, he reckoned he had a few hundred victims, was because he varied his methods of execution all the time. He wouldn't kill the same way two ways in a row. So he loved like an ice pick to the ear. That's why he got the name the Iceman. But he figured out something pretty bad. So he used to go like scouting for places to get rid of bodies and shit like that, right? And he found this like cave outside of New York, like in upstate New York. He found this cave in this national park. And he noticed, right, like later on when it got dark, these gigantic fucking rats like come out of this cave. Obviously like looking for food, you know, nocturnal hunters. And he's like, And he'd watched something about someone getting fed to rats or something. I think Fu Manchu or some shit like this, right? So he's like, I wonder if this works. Now, he was into the porn business, right? So he was big in the porn business, the Iceman. He had full-on porn business, right? That was his, like, front kind of thing, or one of them. So he was well-versed with camera technology and shit like this. And what he did is, he was like, right, I'm going to try this out. So he had to kill someone, and he was ordered to give them, they were a snitch, I think, and he was ordered to give them, like, a brutal death. This guy, the mafia guy, was like, I want this motherfucker tortured, like, the worst. He's like, I've got the perfect thing for you. I'll bring you a tape. And so he takes this guy up to this cave and he puts him in the cave and he's got him bound up and the guy literally can't move anywhere. And basically what he does, he like cuts his clothes and shit off and he's like, all right, okay. He makes like, you know, a couple of cuts in him and that sets up the camera. And I think it's like an motion sensor camera thing. And then he describes like watching it and how like it was like a while after he went, like about an hour. And like the first rats like came and they started like sniffing. And then the guy's like, kind of move anywhere, duct tape to death and everything, right? And then slowly but surely, like more rats come out. And then he tells this story of this guy being eaten alive by fucking rats, man. And I'm like, and it became like his go-to when someone had done like some bad shit. It was like, right, he's going to the rats. So he took the video to the mafia guy. Next day after he watched it, and the mafia dude just couldn't believe it. He was like, fucking, I kind of do this, bro. Don't go away. I don't want to see it. Like, he freaked them all out. But yeah, man, fucking getting eaten by rats has got to be a fucking bad way to go. If you know what's happening, man, these little little gnawing little teeth all over you, man. Fuck it, Jesus. I don't like that.
Reminds me of
the military used to do that as a torture technique too.
What military? Not modern day military, surely.
I'd have to look it up again, but it's like for like your terrorists and shit like that. It's not your everyday, you know.
Have you heard about like certain places in the world where like certain animals get a taste for humans, and therefore they only want to like start living off humans, like the crocodiles that ate all of the Japanese soldiers in World War Two. World War Two, when they were fighting like the Australians and that, right? When the Americans were pushing back the Japanese, I forgot exactly where it is. I think I might have been around Papua New Guinea or somewhere. And I was like, North Australia. It might have been like one of the islands north of Darwin or something, because that's where all the crocs are. But there's this like river that's like incredibly populated by a fuck ton of crocs. And so what happened is that they shot all of these Japanese soldiers and all of these bodies were in the river. And the crocs got a fucking taste for it. And afterwards, the crocs started going into the villages looking for people, attacking them and stuff. Like, they changed the behavior of the crocs. They never, ever did it before that. He's back. Hello, Finn. You're like back Peter.
That sure reminds me of Peter Pan. You ever watch Hook? That croc got a taste for blood and a hand.
So there's a really famous croc out of Africa. He ate like about 180 villages or something. He's called like Gustavo or something like that. I think they killed him not so long ago. But he was enormous. You can Google this like freak African croc.
And, you know, I mean, in his defense, there's probably not a lot of meat on the bones there. If you, you know what I mean?
Dude, he would just like literally go into people's like huts in the middle of the night and just drag them out. Proper Lake Placid shit, like proper hunting people. Ooh. I mean,
like Land Shark. You remember that old SNL skit, Land Shark? That's what it reminds me of.
I mean, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. You know, if you're talking about getting eaten alive by rats, I have to say to you that, in all honesty, you know, a croc isn't a bad way to go. It's not the worst way you can go, in my opinion. You get dragged under the water.
I beg to differ, because that combines a couple of my least favorite ways to die, which would be drowning and obviously getting eaten alive. Now, it's interesting, though, because there's I know this because of my extensive listening history of Distorted View Daily, but there's a fetish. I believe it's called Vore. I think it's Vore. I don't know how it's spelled, but anyway, dudes out there be like fantasizing about giant chicks just eating them alive, which is like, of course, why not? You know, fuck it. Eat me.
Take my apologies. Gustav, I've just found him. Gustav, the Nile, gigantic Nile crocodile that exists in Brunei. He's notorious for being a man-eater, but he's rumored to have killed as many as 200 to 300 people on the banks of the Ruzizi River. The actual number of victims is difficult to verify, but he has obtained near mythical status and is greatly feared by everyone in the region.
Motherfucking Kraken status. That's awesome.
Dude, they've been studying him since the late 1990s. There was actually a movie called Capturing the Killer Croc. I've seen that, the PBS documentary. They tried to get him and they fucking couldn't.
I wonder how he feels that like our meat has changed over the years, just probably like more plastic than there used to be, a lot more like preservatives and shit. I wonder if he's got like a taste palate
organic
tuned
is pissed
enough.
Off.
Yeah, totally.
Do you reckon he's got a lactose intolerance?
Probably not a lot of fresh milk out in that part of the world, if I had to wager, I guess.
But you do die pretty quick with a croc if they get you. I mean, if they get you in the water.
Yeah, but you're still drowning. You're drowning, which is just awful. And I assume your body just shuts the shit down. It's like, all right, not only are we drowning, but we got a croc on our fucking ass. So, yep, shutdown sequence initiated.
I nearly drowned twice. And I tell you, when I was out surfing, and it's one of the scariest things you'll ever go through. Like if you get caught in a proper rip or something, you know what's going to happen, right? You fucking shit your pants. But bro, once I thought I was going to die. I was on a fucking boat, right? And we were going upstream, right? In this massive, huge, gigantic river called the Nam U River that runs right all the way through, like up from northern Thailand, or like up into Laos and then up into Vietnam, right?
Were you with or without a paddle?
We had an engine, right? We're on like a decent sized boat, right? There was about 14, 16 passengers. In little like school seats, you know, you had like two down either side of the boat. Small wooden boat, dude. I've got a video where the engine caught on fire, but that's another fucking story. Literally, we were going up the river, and then there was like a bit of shouting at the captain at the front. I'm like, what's going on? I didn't figure it out. And then we looked, there was a fucking whirlpool spinning in the middle of the river. Dude, I'm not shitting you. The boat was getting sucked into this gigantic fucking whirlpool in the middle of the river. I didn't even know how you get whirlpools in a river. I didn't even know where whirlpool comes from. It was like the accelerator and that, dude. I did not think we were going to get away. Like,
that's pretty insane. I don't know. Once you see the boat, the engine maxed and like you not gaining any speed, it's like, all right, well, we're all done here, boys. Yeah, you get the fucking violin guys out there to fucking play us out.
I went river rafting once and almost died.
What, like whitewater rafting, you mean? The proper stuff. Are you crazy?
Thank you for that lovely story. Yes. Thank you.
I mean, what's wrong with you? That whitewater rafting, that's kind of like asking for trouble, if you ask me. Like,
yeah, that's like one of the filed under crazy, retarded shit white people do because they can. I don't fucking know. We've done it a couple times up in Montana. It is kind of fun, but it just, for what it takes and the amount of what goes into a trip, I don't feel it's very worth it. There's other, now I'll tell you what's fun. You take about 3 grams of mushrooms, you put on some fucking snorkel and some flippers, and you fucking snorkel that river going with the current. The best fucking experience ever. It's just like you're flying. As long as you don't hit any logs or nothing, like you get hauling some ass.
I must say, the older you get, the more risk averse you get. Because I used to do all kinds of mad shit back in my like 20s, 30s. Now I'm like, nah, I'm not getting on that roller coaster. Something might happen. That harness doesn't look very tight. I'm like, nah. I try to like avoid any risk at all these days, like Finn. I'm like, fuck that. Enough dangers in the world, man, isn't there?
I got enough risk in my portfolio. I don't need anything other than that, you know.
So, mate, have you heard any stories about like sinkholes, and especially like sinkholes like with like septic tanks and stuff?
Oh yeah, we were watching some fucking show on Hulu about like disasters and shit. Engineering World's greatest engineering catastrophes, something, it's something like that. But they had a few episodes on sinkholes, and holy fuck, dude, that shit ain't no joke. That is like the depths of hell coming to reclaim its fucking plebs or some shit.
Dude, there was two that freaked me out recently. One was the Chinese family, where the full family, except like the youngest son, all got killed, like the mother, the father, the oldest brother, the next brother down, and then like the two sisters and one of the sisters' boyfriends or husband all climbed in the thing looking for the first older brother, right? So basically, like the floor just collapsed, but it collapsed and due to like a sinkhole, but it was also related to the septic tank. So, you know, the minute they fell in, it's like the gases and that, like septic tanks are unbelievably dangerous, the gases. Basically, you pass out within like a few seconds, right? So the guy, the sink, like bang, it happens. Like it was, I think like on the outside porch or something, right? And because I had like outside toilet and literally floor gave way, bang, he's in the shit bucket. You know, and these things are deep. And anyway, they tried to climb in to get him. And as they climb in, they kept passing out. And apparently the younger son was just stood there in fear. And I'm like,
After two people climbed in and didn't come back out, are you going to ask yourself a question? I know it's family, but isn't there a line? Is there a line thing that you go to for your family or what? Because, like,
listen, Robo, if all of your friends jumped off a bridge, would you follow them? But yeah, no, there's no fucking way. Like, the second I smell that shit, I'm like, nope, peace out, good luck. I'll go find a rope for you.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, like, I mean, or grab, like, try and grab a mask or something. I mean, you know, the poor farmers, right? You're probably going to have
people, a mask. I feel like people just don't think when they're in that situation. Because if you really think about it, and I get it, it's hard to, like, think when fucking your world just collapsed into hell. But, like, what are you going to do if you find them down there? Are you going to, like, carry them out like fucking Rambo? I mean, there's no fucking way. Like, so... yeah, I don't know. There is no good answer. There's no good, like, way to navigate that kind of shit. It's just, like, avoid it if possible.
So, have you heard about Russia and the fact that, like, you know, it's bloody cold up there? In, like, some cities and that, in most of the cities up in the north, but anyway.
I've heard a few things. That's where vodka's from, right?
Correct, right? What they do is they pump hot water, boiling hot water, through hot water pipes, right, in the winter, particularly, like, in the winters, to stop all of, like, the pipes, to keep places warm, obviously. But, like, in England, we don't. We have cold water pipes, which often freeze and burst in the winter. But we heat it up in our house. We don't have, like, hot water mains pipes, right? Basically, these two Russian guys, Okay, no, you're off mute. Your mic was moving. Sorry, mate. I might just be quick.
Yeah, did you just hear what I was doing? Oh, God, that's embarrassing.
So basically, these two Russian dudes, right, they were got off to do a spot at ice fishing. And there'd been some complaints, right, about cracks in the road, this particular place. And this car had just gone over it. And the guy who'd just driven up was like, whoa, what was that? Like, he felt something. They were the next car to drive along. And again, it was like a sinkhole. But it was a sinkhole into the cracked hot water pipe. So in the gigantic, these pipes, right, under the ground, they literally do, listen to this, the whole car fell into this boiling hot water pipe. I'm like, shut the front door. Like, that's got to be insane. You're just driving along the road. And then 1 second, millisecond, and bang, that's it. You're in boiling hot water in a bloody underground fucking pipe. I didn't like the thought of being stuck in a pipe, mate. Oh.
No, claustrophobic. No, thank you.
Help me out.
Did you hear about the woman in America that fell through the floorboard in the attic and got stuck in between the two kitchen walls? In I think it was like a 13, 14 inch gap. She got stuck
in
there.
Was she a big girl?
Dude, listen to this, right? They never found a body. Do you know who found the body? The bank had already foreclosed.
Satan himself. Wow.
Check this out. 2 years after she went missing, they foreclosed the house, right? The ladder to the loft was open. This is what they never figured out. They were like, there was like a broken floorboard. Like, why did nobody like for quite a few days? But she'd been in there, I think, for like nearly 3 years at this point, just like a skeleton. She'd been chewed on, mind, by rats and that, right? Or that's what they said. It was like gnawing on like her bones and that. They didn't know if it happened when she was alive, but she was stuck in couldn't move forward, backward, side to side, this tiny little gap in between these two like walls, couldn't like screaming. Nobody could hear her, like detached house, not exactly like next to another house or anything. I'm like, oh, holy shit, imagine that, man. I mean, how long could she? Probably, 7 days before dehydration would have kicked in and probably claimed her, right? Maybe a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't even think like that long. That sounds way.
No, you good. Go, girl. Get it, girl. Get it.
No, I'm saying that's way too long. 7 days. Like, you die of dehydration before that.
Would you? I don't know why. Because I know you can survive it.
It depends, right? It just depends on the woman.
Yeah, I think I've read stories before, like people being able to like survive like 7 days in the middle of nowhere, but they might have been drinking their piss, you know.
How much piss could you drink? Are you drinking piss, or are you just gonna like just go?
Dude, you know, what's one of the problems though as well is that when you have certain levels of humidity, isn't it, and your sweat can't evaporate, so you kind of like I forgot what that's called again. That's some bad.
Yeah, and then you cook. Yeah, you cook, and the hotter it gets, the more we're gonna see that become like a big issue.
Yeah, I think when the humidity is above 74% or something, your sweat can't evaporate. Something crazy like that.
The whole reason that shit works is like the evaporative cooling. And if there is no evaporative, there is no cooling. And then at that point, you're just fucking circulating hot blood, which is just like heating you up even more. It's like it's weird runaway effect. We're going to be seeing a lot more of that shit in the years to come, for sure.
Dude, when you're trekking through the rainforest, right? And I mean proper, proper rainforest. I'm not talking any bullshit like fucking...
No, like Sean Connery, medicine woman kind of rainforest. Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, that shit, dude. You wouldn't believe how much like fruit you eat. And like real juicy, high water content fruit. We were stopping, I would say, about every hour and a half, probably, and sitting down and having full on fruit and rehydrating and everything before we moved on. Like, you've got to, man, you've got to, or it'll kill you.
Yeah, I don't. We've been watching, we did that Jam Hole Griff Tracks on Naked and Afraid, that episode, and we've been watching a bit more of that show. And like, I don't think I would last very long just because I'm such a picky eater. Like, I wouldn't be able to stomach the fruits and vegetables that they're finding to eat. I'd probably be able to like choke down a few bugs maybe, but I don't know. I definitely wouldn't like, I don't know. I would not fare well.
Dude, I tell you what, I was about 5 minutes into the jungle from the little like town on the outskirts, and he just picked up a fucking ant the size of my thumb, right? These gigantic fucking ants scurrying around, and he went, watch this. And he got it like at the head, and he like put it next to the tree, and he gave it a little jiggle. And it fucking squirted shit out, and he went, smell that. Fucking ammonia, bro. Fucking ant squirting ammonia.
Well, fuck that.
Right, back to death. So, this is kind of one of my favorites, like Finn, and I shouldn't have favorites, but there's a long held rumor about a certain King of England. Do you know about this or not?
Was it in the show The Tudors? If it was, then yes. If it was not, then probably no.
He was a Plantagenet. He was one of, the Tudors came in after that, after the Plantagenets, I think. So, yes.
So, no, I'm not. Please explain.
Edward II. So, his reign was 1307. To 1327. He didn't last fucking long, did he? He was the king that was brought in after Richard the First, Richard the Lionheart, right? His nickname, yeah.
That was the one from Robin Hood Men in Tights. That King Richard. I got you. Yeah.
Correct. So Edward took over, right, from Richard, right, after Richard's death. Yeah. Now, there's a legendary story about this. So he was absolutely his gears a lord, right? And he was in a very famous relationship with, what's his fucking name again? I forgot his name. It's in there. I'll remember it in a minute. Gaveston, right? So Gaveston was actually exiled for his fling with the king, right? And then they killed him. When Edward found out he was killed, he was absolutely devastated. So anyway, The wife here, I forgot her name again, and Lord Mortimer, they basically got an army together, and they kind of forced Edward to give up his crown. Now, there's a lot of mystery about this, but basically they kind of had to like show that he'd kind of like not been killed, but she wanted to really get him. Like Isabella like hated him, and he'd embarrassed her and all sorts of stuff, right? So what they did is, they basically put a horn, you know, when they were gone in a battle, they basically got him in the tower and they put a horn in his ass. She did this because obviously he was gay. But they basically fucking put a red hot poker into his rectum. And then basically fucking pulled it out. And they put the horn in because they didn't want any external injuries. But there's like a famous...
Rectum? Rectum? Damn near killed him. No way, it did kill him. Shit. That's
in fucked. And it said that it had, but I forgot what the there's this old writing thing about it. And it is, because his nickname's Hot Rod, right? Wait till I find this.
No, really? That's fucking, that's fine.
So this is like, again, medieval historians documented this, yeah? So he was slain with a hot spit put into his body through the mouth of a horn. It comes from one document. And then it says, another medieval historian says that the red hot iron inserted into his body with the iron, they burnt his breathing organs as well as his intestines.
Well, yeah, no shit, man. A fucking red hot iron? Like, that's no joke. That's fucking... Oh, that is like the epitome of medieval. Like, getting medieval on someone's ass. That's probably where that came from.
Do you know cutting in the ancient world, cutting people's junk off and that, you know, was quite a common thing, right? You've got like...
They made, like, everybody turned into eunuchs and shit. And then they, like, could sing.
Yeah, you've got the fucking a few different things. So this was actually on the list to talk about, Finn. So you've got like a thing called the waist chop. It was actually not formally abolished in China until the 18th century. This is how mad this is. But it was you were executed according to what was known as the ancient five pains, right? So first of all, they cut off your nose. Then they cut off your foot. Then they cut off your hand. And then they emasculated you by cutting off your penis and your testicles, right? So that's four, yeah? Your nose, your foot, your hand, and your junk, right? Then the final five pains is they basically chopped you in half at the waist, but they did it to a degree exactly at the right place to miss the vital organs. So, like, the person wouldn't die instantaneously, but was, like, dragged out a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, dying of a... blood loss, but like a slow, painful death. But dude, you know, I'm into cartel stuff. We're talking about junk. I mean, it's been done, like I say, since medieval times, but I fucking watched a video of them fucking feeding a guy and I don't know why I did it. It gave me nightmares for fucking days. Watching them feeding a guy's junk to a ravenous pit bull. And it's one of the things you can never unsee it, right? But do you know anything about a man's junk, Finn, or not? I mean, I know you're probably...
I know I would never want my junk fed to a pit bull. Fuck.
So your junk is a bit like a cat's tail. I once saw my mates two huskies get a cat. And one had its head, and it was dead by this time. One had its head and one had its tail. And they just pulled it. And the tail just stretched this massive long, like, ligament. And it stretched about 10 feet. I've never seen anything like it, right? And then I found out that's exactly what the crack is, right? Your junk's like that. So, like,
my junk, I mean, I'd like to think of myself as carrying some pretty big dick energy, but 10 feet, I mean, that's that's a little much. I mean, BJ, could you take a 10-footer? I mean...
No, I would never want to. That is, like, the dumbest shit. Like, women, I mean, like, with that basketball. Whole thought of, like, oh, you know, the right. Biggest thing is, like, the best. They're fucking retarded.
Well, I mean, big things can be fine, but I believe it's all about more about how it's used, you know. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Big dicks all around. Let's fucking go. Is Robo getting rugged again? Or am I?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah, I can hear you. You can hear me. It's all good. It's all good, baby. It's just us. It's just the family. It's just the family.
It's just us here sitting talking about cocks and, you know, hey.
Dicks. All right, well, I got a bunch of snails to go tend to. I love that. I love that I'm a fucking snail farmer now. Out of all the things they said I could be when I grew up, snail farmer was definitely not on that list. I wish it had been. You know, this is it. It's very zen. I enjoy it.
Robo keeps, like, his mic keeps turning on and off, so I don't know if he's trying to talk to us or not.
Nah, his shit's just all fucked up, probably. It's all good.
We're back. We're good. We're good.
Oh, there he is. Oh, hey, bud. How you doing?
Just jump out and back in, mate. Twitter's really ruggy today, so I've just got to cope with it the best way we can to get through the show, right?
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do.
So, man, I've got to say, Finn, of everything we've talked about, whatever, the junk eaten by a crazy pit bull is very high on my list of things that I'm not game for. Very high.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely attached to my dick and nuts, and I would not want anything to eat it in that way. I love a good blowjob. I mean, that's for sure. But anything that detaches the dick and or the nuts, no, thank you.
I have to say, bro, I haven't watched any like proper cartel stuff like in like a while. I've watched reports on it, and like stuff Ray sends me, but that shit messed me up for a while, like, dude. Especially the fleeing. So that was another one that was on my list. Like, fleeing's got to be like when you're alive, watching
filleting like a fillet of fish, or fleeing like I'm running away.
No, F-L-A-Y, to flay. It specifically means to, like, cut away the skin, doesn't it?
Oh, flay. Okay, yeah. Like Bobby Flay.
So there's an unbelievably, I think it's called the Baron Killer. The Baron Killer. Or it might be Tamara Malipas flaying. Holy moly, bro. Did I see some bad shit? Like, and they're good at it. They know, like, what they're doing and where they're going and how to, like, take skin. I mean, what these morphos been doing? Practicing on mannequins or something? Like, I'm like, what? Like, and they get this father and son, and they kill the father, like, quite quick in front of the son, but the son's watching, he's terrified. And then they, like, say to the son, oh, no, you're getting much worse. And then they basically, dude, literally flee him. Front and back, and I'm watching God. Fucking Jesus. Again, dude, I was waking up, like, in sweats, like, whoa, like, this is not right. Like, this shit messes with your head, like, really bad.
Yeah, I made that mistake once when I was younger. It was, I don't know if you guys remember when the Daniel Pearl beheading video came out. I fucking watched that shit, and, like, that was the last one I've ever watched. Like, that shit, that shit fucked me up. Just watching how, I mean, we all see that shit on movies all the time, and everything is, like, always quick and clean, and, like, you can just fucking behead a motherfucker with, like, one nice swipe of the katana, but, like, that's not how real life is. Real life is much dirtier. It's much more hacking and ripping and tendons and bones and vertebrae. Like, there's a lot of shit there holding our shit together, man. And to watch someone who's not, like, trained in any sort of, like, butchery, you know, it's fucking, it's pretty horrific, man. Humans do some pretty horrific shit to other humans, for sure.
Can I be honest with you? If you ask me, the noises and sounds are as bad as the visuals, if not worse. Some of, like the gurgling and stuff you'll hear when they're getting their throats and shit cut, it's like...
Yeah, you can't, like, unhear that kind of shit. It's just so visceral. It's fucked.
My last one for the cartels, and very quickly, will be the quadruple beheading that they do, where there's, like, they've got four. The CGNG guys, the crazy guys, right? The Jalisco New Generation cartel. They are the worst, mind. And they've got a cartel, the Gulf cartel. They've got four members of them.
on their knees, hands tied behind their backs, and they're blindfolded. And they've just got all of their hair, right? And there's just the four of them in a line on the camera. And then they say something, and then they just start with these gigantic machetes. All four of them just start hacking away their heads, and like literally within, it takes about 60 seconds for the, all four of them to get them off. And it's, again, like you say, Finn, you can't unsee that shit. I'm not intent. I'm all over it now. Like,
that's pretty impressive. Like, I mean, that's pretty good time. They probably practice a lot, you know. You don't want to be the asshole out there on the video that's like fucking it up, you know. You end up getting your head next.
Yeah, I mean, for the first time.
I'm just, you know, Robo, I'm hearing you talk a lot about the cartel. You seem a little obsessed with the cartel.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I went through about a 3-month period where I just researched and watched like everything I could get my hands on. Like, I'm quite well educated on all the different cartels and the bosses and everything. Like, I talk to Ray all the time about it. In fact, I've just been DMing with Ray earlier. Bro, have you heard about what's just happened in Mexico or not? In
did he show you Juno? Did he show you his Juno bags?
So check this out. Some neighbors have just murdered the fucking kid from next door, right? A 7-year-old girl just being killed, right, from the neighbors. And they got caught on camera taking the body out in like a black bag. And then the body was found on the outskirts of the town. She'd been missing for 3 days. And then they found out she'd been like strangled and raped and everything like this, right? So basically the police announced who they thought it was, but didn't go and arrest them. So the entire like village, and it's a good touristy village as well. Apparently it's like famous for some festivals and that. The entire village just steamed to the house. You should have seen a thing. They jumped on the roof and everything, right? Some of these people like ripping up the things on the roof, you know, the tin roofs and that. They like to chase them out anyway. They beat the fuck out of them, but then the police come along and they try to like get them on the trucks and that. But the crowd was massive. Listen, this, the people were like trying to like the mother. They'll try grabbing our feet and that, and the police weren't even stopping them. So basically, the fathers survived, just beaten within an inch of his life. But the crowd, they've killed the mother, just stamped at the death. Like, Ray sent me these videos of the fucking loads of them, just it's in the middle of the street, like semi-naked and they top on, just getting their life stamped out of her by the entire village. It's crazy. There's just a massive, gigantic crowd. And then the son. Holy
Wait,
fuck.
Who was the woman? Oh, because this was a family that did it?
Yeah, it's a father, mother, and the son, apparently. The three of them.
Oh, interesting. That's, you don't usually hear about, like, I don't know, that something seems weird so, about that.
It was a staged kidnap that sent a ransom note and everything. So what they did is they kidnapped her, but the son had fucking killed her, raped her, or whatever. And, like, they were still trying to go through with the ransom. So it was a fake kind of thing. Dude, crowd violence has got to be kind of like high up there. Like when you know you're going to die from the hands of like a mob and the, because you know about mob mentality, people lose their fucking mind, right? They don't think rationally, right?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing scarier than a fucking mob with like pitchforks and fucking white hoods and shit. You know, like nothing good is coming of that. Maybe that's what we need more of, you know, more public fucking, if you're gonna fuck around, you're gonna find out, and this is what it's gonna be like. And I bet people fucking behave themselves a lot better.
The draft riots, the U.S. Civil War draft riots in New York in 1864, I think it was, or 1865. That was, if you've seen Gangs in New York, at the end, when you see them like attacking the city and everything, like the boats and everything, right? The gunboats, this was all true. But literally, they were hanging like black people from lampposts. Like literally, there was like some black people who were like members of like the Dead Rabbit Gang and stuff like that. But it mattered none. Like any black person that just hung from like a lamppost. But they very famously, they went to a black orphanage, an orphanage specifically for black kids there, and they basically burnt the entire fucking orphanage down with all the kids in it. Like, I think there was about 300 kids in the orphanage that they burnt alive. Like, fucking horrendous. Mob mentality knows no bounds once it starts. You can't, Yeah, it's like a big gigantic fire that once it started, you just kind of stop it. It's perpetual and it's madness. So I must have like a right history professor.
Yeah, no, the only real way around that is to just like find whoever, I guess, resembles leadership and just put them down. And eventually the crowd will be like, all right, fuck that. Shit just got real. Other than that, like, get the fuck out of the way, because, yeah, humans are dangerous in large groups, just as they are in singular one-on-one groups. How do you feel about drawing?
So, to be fair, back in the day during like tribes and shit, that was kind of how we dealt with people. Like the whole tribe was like, okay, nope. We don't behave like that. And people stop behaving like that.
Yeah, for a long time, before religion became like a really like main staple in people's lives and that, we lived by, I forgot there's a name, there's a terminology, Latin terminology for it, but we lived by
the golden rule.
No, it was like by the law of retaliation. Like an eye for an eye.
For kind an of eye. Thing. Eye for yeah. an eye. A dick for a dick. Eye for an eye. Yep.
Yeah, we pretty much like had that for like quite a fucking lot of civilization, like on the first like millennia or something before religion really did become something that like troubled kind of people, you know. Finn, because I'm not, we're obviously got to be watching the time a little bit. We can't be going too mad. So I've got to fucking come up with a story, BJ. This is absolutely fucking crazy. This, if you haven't heard this. So in India, this young kid, right, he's the main stay breadwinner for the family, right? He's like 17-year-old, yeah, teenager. He has to go to work in a factory, right? Now, he was 16, sorry. And he was working alongside this guy, right, and they were on the factory floor. And the older guy, he had an air compressor. And like he was like, they weren't standing like very close. He was standing like a little bit away from him. But you can see on the video that he's like squirting like the air compressor out of like just like in his hair. You can actually see like his hair like moving off the air compressor. He's just like, and for some reason he's blowing his clothes, right? And the kid turns around. When the kid turns around, you see it clearly on the video, right? When the kid turns around, the guy like blows a little bit on his back. And as he blows on his back, he sees a rip in his pants, in the back of his pants. So for some ridiculous, stupid fucking reason, it looked like they were just messing around and playing. Some stupid reason. He just put the air compressor in the hole in the trousers and he pulled it. Unfortunately, it was like too close. Basically, the kid instantaneously collapsed. So what had happened is that like it hadn't exactly gone like into his rectum, but it was like close enough and powerful enough to like, once it was switched on, for that fucking air to be able to get into there. Holy fuck.
Rectum? Like, damn near killed him.
I can't even begin to tell you then the multiple like horrendous like internal injuries that he had. I mean, they tried rushing him to a hospital, but this kid was gone. He had a massive, gigantic, sudden burst of air into his arse cavity that, like, blew his intestines and rectum apart.
Oh, yeah. Do you like a perforated rectum, intestines, duodenum, lungs, probably, at some point? I mean, yeah, that's... Fuck, dude. That would...
And it takes a millisecond on the video. When you watch the video, because they do blur it out as he turns like around, but as he like puts it to him, bang, he just collapses. So you can see how instantaneous and catastrophic.
Do we have any details on the air compressor itself? I'd be curious. Like, is this like a factory stitch that like has big air compressor? Because some of those fucking, man, they got some massive PSIs coming out of that too.
Correct, yeah. To like, it was a, like an industrial one, bro. It's the same with things like jet washers, you know, those jet patio washers, dude.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we were washing my car the other day, and my homie was doing the rims, and he fucking peeled back part of his skin on his finger from the fucking pressure washer. Like, just water. Like, water coming at you fast enough. This fucking peels your skin off, man. That shit's crazy.
Man, you've got to be fucking careful for that. Like, really, really careful. Mate, I'm just looking at, because I was doing some research, but I just clicked on another site there, and I just found a gate, like, what's this? It's called The Judgment of Cambyses, painted by Gerard David in 1498, which depicts the story of the Persian judge, Samanes, who was flayed alive for his corruption, which is what they did to in Persia for anybody caught in corruption. Dude, this picture is insane. The way that the guy's got the knife in his mouth and he's peeling his skin off his leg, and I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. The way they're making these incisions to peel them off, man. Holy shit, that's bad. What's that? The Judgment of Cambyses.
I was doing the same thing earlier with moss and sphagnum, making lovely, beautiful cuts and incisions to carpet the new snail farm.
Dude, it's class how, like...
I should mention that after listening to this, if anybody feels emotionally distressed, let me know, and we'll send you out an emotional support snail.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, it's really funny, though, how, like, loads of, idioms and that we use these days, though, are, like, related to, like, old fucking torture methods and things like that. Have you heard the idiom, like, gone to pot when something's, like, fucked up, yeah? You know, gone to pot?
No, I've heard, like, it's going pear-shaped, but I've never heard gone to pot.
Oh, well, it's very common, dude, in British English anyway, but gone to pot comes from when we used to literally burn people alive in fucking pots of fucking oil and shit like that back in the early days. There's loads like that, man. Like rule of thumb, you know, rule of thumb? Do you know where that one comes from?
I've heard that one. I'm not familiar with where it comes from. Let me guess. Is it something to do with cutting off thumbs?
A Glaswegian High Court sheriff ruled in the late 1800s that you could legally beat your wife with a stick as long as the stick wasn't fatter than your thumb.
You know that that is still a law in Montana.
I mean, I've heard worse laws. You know, that's probably where the whole, like, pimp cane tucking thing came from, you know? The BVG, the bitch be good stick, you know? You know the vibes. Little velvet on the handle, little fucking gold, little red. It's nice.
Oh, this mad, crazy, like, laws in England that's, like, not being changed. So it's still legal to shoot a Scotsman dead with a bow and arrow within the city walls of the city of York after, like, 10 p.m. at night or something crazy like this. No shit.
I like how legal. in a mere 5 minutes, you've turned this into an interesting podcast, into The Drive at Five with Whiskey and the Baby, or Whiskey Dingo and the Baby. You know, like those fucking dry fucking FM radio shows. You just turned us into that. So congratulations.
It's a work in progress, dude. It's a
welcome
work
to Dingo and the Baby.
Mate, I'll tell you what's pretty bad. Do you know about China, though? And the old Chinese punishment, Meizu, or not? It's like 3,000 years old.
No, I must have missed that one.
So it's a little bit like what Kim Jong-un and them do in North Korea, where, like, they don't just go after you, but they don't just execute you for, like, the hate when you've done a heinous crime. It's called the 9 kinship exterminations. So it's not just your immediate family either, but they'll go after you.
Well, that makes sense, though, right? Like, if you're just trying to remove those genes from the gene pool, right? You're just trying to clean it up a bit, you know, keep it clean.
So aunts, cousins, uncles, in-laws, everybody contained within that family, connected to that family, would be exterminated. And they'd also you what they would do is for the family, they'd try to give them like these really bad like slow deaths, like called slow slicing. Fucking not good, like, but they literally like kill all the family before they would kill the person. Bad that. Do you know what?
Well, and that's just to make it, to like set the example, right? I bet people were way more well fucking behaved, and it made you kind of self-police, right? Like the family itself, because if your fucking crazy uncle goes and like fucks up, like you're going to have people come after you. So it's kind of in your best interest to like make sure nobody's fucking doing some crazy shit. It's kind of almost like a full-on self-policing system. Once you lay the groundwork for the first few executions, like it probably just sorted itself out.
Bro, for people who don't know, like how like a tribal and the feudal system, how bad it was, China, wasn't repelled, right? Officially repelled by the Chinese government until 1905. There are cases as late as the 18th century. A full-on familial, they call it. Is that familial? Familial executions, particularly used against rebels and traitors of the state. Mad the Chinese, man, heathen.
Yep. Because if they don't, then they just have more enemies, you know? And they can barely afford to fight the enemies they got without having more out there. So if you can get rid of them before it becomes a problem, it's just like some Minority Report shit, pretty much. Like, your fucking brother was a pleb. His whole family was full of plebs, so we're going to have to just remove you. Thanks.
So, mate, we're coming towards the end of the show, right? Yeah?
Oh, thank God.
I've been keeping a kind of, like, a weird one for the end, because I don't know about this one. Tell you what you think. So, have you heard of a guy before called Albert Anastasia? No?
I've heard of the family.
Holy fuck.
So, Albert Anastasia was an immigrant, right?
Make people appreciate the proper jam hole episodes, you know, for how good they sound and the quality of the content and everything. Also, though, in his defense, I did zero show prep for this. I had it in the back of my mind that I was going to, like, get some shit wrote down, and then fucking Snailocalypse happened, and then just didn't have the time, baby. Need more time.
So, have you heard of Albert Anastasia before?
He's back. Well, yeah, welcome. No, say it again.
No, carry on.
Right, you haven't heard of Albert Anastasia. Okay, he was one of the crucial members of Murder, Inc. back in the day, right? Started by like Lucky Luciano and them. Basically, he was
record label, like Ja Rule, or before that.
For Murder Inc., man, the hit squad, the early hit squad, right in the 30s and that.
Okay, because Murder Inc. is also a. Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, this is the original like hit squad of the worked for like all the families. They did jobs all over America. They were the best set of murderers ever. They're probably responsible, I reckon, for somewhere in the region of 600 to 800 deaths. They were a proper death squad, but Albert Anastasia was the guy who managed them, kind of thing, who gave them their orders. But he's a very, very, very bad, evil man. Very hard man. He was only young when he killed his first guy, right? And he was on death row for it in Sing Sing, but they got him out on a technicality with a bench judge. So basically, he was a bad man, very, very bad man. And one of his favorite methods of torture that led to death, this kind of freaks me out a bit. wait a minute, I feel sick. Wait, 1 minute.
Oh, this motherfucker.
I'm back, I'm composed.
Oh, baby. You okay? You all right?
I was reaching when I found out this the first time.
You good? Okay.
Yeah, so basically, back in the early days, there was no treatment for, was it gonorrhea or syphilis? One of them, gonorrhea, I think it was, right? Which was a really bad one, gonorrhea, right? There was no treatment, and people would be in hospital really suffering bad. And what they would do is the nurses and that, they'd be changing, like, the dressings, you know, the wounds. And obviously, they didn't use, you know, the throwaway bandages in those days, right? They used the proper towel and stuff and that. And he basically had the nurses on the payroll where he would get these like gonorrhea soaked cloths, right? and he had people like tied up in a warehouse, like, so he'd have them tied up by the arms and like off the ground, and he'd come and they'd put the gloves on and that, and they'd get these like dirty cloths, the gonorrhea ridden cloths out, right, and they'd wrap them around people's eyes and just leave them there for a bit. Basically, you know what it does, Finn? You know, it turns you blind, obviously,
bro,
right?
That is so fucked. That's that's the one that got Capone, right? Like, in the end, he started losing his mind and going crazy from that, or was it syphilis?
Yeah.
See, now I'm confused. I think it was syphilis.
I'm trying to think of which one was the one at the time that couldn't cure. I'd say the gonorrhea or syphilis. I think this one was gonorrhea. Both horrendous, right? And they're both like really bad. But these people, they would like put the cloths on and just leave them there, dude, for like 2 to 3 days. And it will be way too late to like save their eyesight or anything. Like, and then not long after, they kind of ended up like fucking dying, like in a not nice kind of way. Like, bro, shit, man, dude, gets into your brain and shit, man. Ooh, come on. What a way to go.
It's like rabies, but for humans. And yeah, I couldn't. That just fucked. Completely fucked.
I think
I appreciate you bringing these topics to us here at the Jam Hole. I mean, that's pretty much what we've been covering since day one, you know, just all of the whack current event shit that's been happening since 2008. Most of it involving deaths of babies getting shat out in dumpsters and shit like that. Yeah. I mean, it's we've got an interesting track record, you know, humanity and such.
Oh, we're messed. We are messed right up, bro. I'll tell you, proper messed up, man. We've just got to a point where it's like, I'm like, if an asteroid hits this place and there's a big reset, then probably going to be the worst thing that could ever happen to us, you know what I mean?
Or the best thing, depending on how you look at it and depending on where you live.
I wonder, I wonder what the kind of people are who would like freak out if it's like, oh, a massive asteroid's going to hit Earth in 24 hours. This is it. We're all gone. Like, I wonder how many people would just like, I don't know, like laugh and start partying like us. Because I couldn't give a fuck. Well,
have you seen the documentary, Netflix documentary? I believe it's called Don't Look Up. I believe it'll probably be very similar to that.
No, but I'm gonna have a look at that. Don't Look Up, yeah?
Yeah, Don't Look Up. It's got Leo, Mr. DiCaprio. It's got that one chick. It's got what's his name? The little funny fat dude. Not Gads, but the other one. It's got him in it. You'll see it when you watch it. But yeah, it's interesting. Interesting film.
No worries, man. No worries. Hey, I tell you what, mind, for not being that well planned or anything, I'm well buzzing about today. I've had a really good convo.
Well, that's good, considering all of the fucking technological hiccups we've had. It, you know, doing something for 20 years, eventually you either get good at it or you just don't, I guess. I don't know. I think you probably have to get good at it at some point.
Blame Elon, dude. Whenever Twitter Spaces goes wrong, we just blame Elon. That's it. That's a go-to blame.
We could also do this on console, but nobody uses console except for us. So, nah, it's good. We're happy to be where the people are. We could do this from Telegram. We could do this from fucking Discord. We could do it from wherever. It's just Twitter's the easiest, lowest barrier of entry for people to just flip it on and have a listen, you know?
But yeah, man.
Always good to chat with the boys.
I'm going to do a Telegram test with you this week. This coming week, I'll do a Telegram test with you and we'll see what I'm like. Because they said my microphone on the computer was fucking banging like red I and B bands on that Spaces, yeah?
Yeah, and if you're using a good desktop mic, like Discord probably has better sound quality. Obviously, Skype, I think, still has the best as far as just pure audio quality. But then, yeah, if you're trying to like get into doing video and shit, Telegram and Discord are probably the way to go. I don't know.
Yeah, mate, I'm set to do some experiments, but I'll talk to you offline about this. Anyway, this has been fucking 10 ways to die. Not necessarily 10 dumb ways to die, because like, you know, there are some dumb ways like eating a fucking slug or 10-day-old pasta. But there's other shit that's not fucking, you know.
And, you know, it's going to happen to us all one way or another. Simple fact of life. Sooner we face it, the better for everybody, right?
I like this format, too. And I feel like we could utilize the RetClips DAO governance to select topics. Wait, what?
What was that?
That was weird. I don't know what she said. That was crazy.
Yeah, we still need to do.
I said, I love you guys. I'm out.
Yes. All right. I'll see you in a bit. Love
We're
you.
We're doing the cooking show. We're doing the cooking show soon, BJ. Don't worry. We're going to have to get that one done.
But yeah, okay. What I was saying is I think that would be another good use case for the DAO is to have a multiple choice set of potential topics and then people just vote on the ones they want to hear. And then we just start working shows in.
I'm down
Make
for
it
that.
Happen, y'all.
Yep. I'm down for that. Right, let's wrap it up. This has been Rack FM and the Jam Hole. All you listeners, you'll be about to listen to Finn's excellent rap music kicking around now. This has been March the 30th, 2024, and we've just presented 10 Ways to Die. Hope you enjoy listening in on the replay. Catch us all on the dark side, people.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam, the Jam, the Jam Hole.com.